Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, how you doing, bud? All right. Welcome to the thing. Welcome to our thing, man. Hello? What happened? Oh, there we are. Okay. What happened? All right. Here we go. D2. Stills. All right. So, time now for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Brexit, man. Brexit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. For those who know Don Julio, watch the Angel game, man. Oh, that's what I was going to do. That's what I should be looking at. What? No, I don't want to do that. So what if I do this? I don't want to do that neither. It's a riot. Anyway, the Angels have an in-stadium banner, Don Julio. An in-stadium banner. I guess I got to stop drinking Don Julio because they're advertising like they're fucking Jack Daniels now. So I don't think I'm going to be drinking that shit anymore. What do you think of that, huh? That's how snobby I am. Don Julio has a banner at Angel Stadium?
Yeah, Phil, this is Don Mix. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Don Julio is, are you kidding? Phil, I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't touch it with your dick.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Phil. I don't know if you saw, we were watching the Angel game, and Steve saw a banner for
Don Julio.
For the Don Julio tequila. Did you see that?
No, I did not. No.
That, the banner was there.
There was a banner behind home plate. And we got to thinking, and I don't know if you're going to still be drinking it, but it seems a little gauche, don't you think, that they would be, I don't know.
Why can't you drink Don Julio?
I don't think you're going to want to do that because...
Hi, Phil. It's Ted Bell. I've told you about Tesoro. I've told you about some of the finer tequillas. And you just don't want to listen. You want to go your own way. Well, guess what? Now, God damn it. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Well, you saw it.
That'd be good. Where is Ted? Where is Ted? Where is Ted? Ted, 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 Ted. Where's the Ted man? Testing. There it is. There's Ted. There's Ted. There's Ted. There's Ted. Beverly Hills Ted. Yeah, man. Yeah. What's going on, Ted?
What do you mean, what's going on? What's going on in you? Phil. Come on down. Hey, everybody. It's Ted Bell here, and great to be with you. A lot of things changing here at Ted's Beverly Hills. We do want to put our meat into your mouth. We want to place our meat.
What's the deal, Ted?
I got. This is not a paid commercial. No, don't play the jingle. I don't want to.
What the hell was that? Ted Bell here. All right, man. All right, so we're gonna do that. We'll start out with the music. Famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, yeah, baby. Not copy, you fuck. That's terrible. All right. We got the Angel game on in the background. Angels and who? The Reds? I love how the Angels and the Reds, their uniforms are completely different. And I like how the home team and the away team wear completely different colored uniforms. It's really great. Real nice contrast on the field. What is with baseball and all their fucked up looking uniforms? Just goddamn put them on the field. One team with the dark, you know, like they used to do. Remember the road grays they used to wear? All right, man. I got nothing more to say, man. I got no pre-show tonight. 8 minutes in. I don't know. God, fuck it. In the air, man. Oh. It's almost March, and you know what that means. It means college basketball. College basketball elite teams are now fighting for that lower seed come tourney time. As exciting as that is, lower seed? Oh, I guess they are. The NBA now starts the home stretch as teams are now watching their playoff fortunes closely. Finally, whoever expected the XFL to be this much fun? Oh, please. Please, bitch. Anyway, love the rule changes and passion. It's just a great time. Fuck the XFL up its fucking ass, okay? Visit our good friends. It's probably going to be fantastic. I'm always a day late and a dollar short with all this shit, so who knows. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, Bet Online, to take advantage of the best bets. Now, where are we at here, man? This is... Yeah, good, okay. Well, it's almost March, and you know what that means, right?
Well, March goes out like a lion. Yeah, and March goes in like a lamb.
No, March goes out like a lion. April comes in like a lamb.
That's it, yeah, so you're a little early.
What has that got to do with...
Sorry.
It's almost March, and you know what that means. Nothing about lions or lambs. It has to do with college basketball.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so college basketball's elite teams are now fighting for that lower seed come tourney time. As exciting... What, Margaret?
What? I'm sorry, what is lower seed?
Where they're going to be placed in playoffs.
I don't...
Can I continue? Because there's a lot of stuff.
You're absolutely right, Phil. Go ahead.
They're going to be fighting for that lower seed come tourney time. As exciting as that is, the NBA now starts the home stretch as teams are now what...
I don't know what they mean by a home stretch.
Margaret, you're doing that on purpose. Aren't you?
No, but...
You just feel a little destructive here? You want to kind of fuck everything up?
Oh, my God, he used the F word.
Yeah, okay, it worked.
Right there. Get David Hall on the phone.
Yeah, I got David on the phone.
What's the story here?
Well, we were doing an experiment. Yeah, find out if you would drop the F-bomb. Well, I don't know what your stress level is.
Yeah. I got David's number here.
Yeah, okay, I'll give him a call.
Wait a minute, man. Am I not still running this thing or not? Yes, you... Just get through the commercials, Phil, but we've got to... Get through the commercials or what?
We've got to get David on the phone. This was something that we've been planning for a while. And it's a bit of a stress test, and you failed it. You dropped the F-bomb the minute I started to F with you.
Yeah, on the commercials and stuff.
But what has that got to do with anything, man? It's something we do. We always want to make you feel uncomfortable. We always want to make you feel as if you won't have a job tomorrow. Do you understand? And why is that? Because what do? We represent many of your insecurities. So
we want you to fail, or at least to see if you can flub up and feel even worse.
And what if I decided to change that?
Well, then you'd change it. We
wouldn't do it.
Okay, I'm going to change it.
Too late now. We've already got David on the phone.
What a bunch of assholes, I'm telling you.
Get a load of him calling himself an asshole.
Yeah, David.
Look, I don't have to be here. Are you saying you want to call it off?
Well, you can't call it off.
All right. You dropped the F-bomb in the middle of a commercial pitch. That shows an inability to deal with stress and strain and the normal strains and stresses.
So what should I do about that?
I don't know. Stop eating. Start drinking. Stop drinking and start eating. It's up to you, Phil.
Get out of here with this. I think that's a road to nowhere, that one. Let's do this again.